Welcome to the FM Yerushalmi. She responds to us, of course, the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yumo Daf Chofei in the Art Scroll Oyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Ches, starting the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, the more quotes the missionary, Leini Imo Yestoni V'Resha Shazov Apitcho Shal Heichol, she made the chandelier of gold in the entrance of the Heichol. Chain Amaroyin, there's two Amaroyin that explained it. Chad Omar Minarto was a candelabrum. Chad Omar Konvito, which is a lantern. Two different ways of doing light. Tirgim Akilos, the Targum of Akilos was Lekabel Nivrashto, Lekabel Limferas. Meaning you translate the word Nivrashet to Limferas, which is a type of lantern. Could be like a lamp, sounds like a lamp. She also made a parsha of a tablet of gold with a parsha of Soito. Now the Gemara goes back, it's probably a mistake here in the Girso, but the Gemara goes back to say that what was the reason for the chandelier? When the sun rose in the morning, there were sparks coming out of it, they knew that it was sunrise. This goes back to the tablet. So the tablet, what was written on the tablet? Didn't read the actual words. It was only Rosh Tevis. He didn't write a full parsha because you're not supposed to read not a full parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the right portion of Parsha Soit is a problem. So therefore, they just wrote Aleph Beis like Rosh Tevis initials to remind the Kohen Gadol what to write. It says you completely, he was copying the same writing that you have over here on the tablet he wrote into the Parsha Soit. Not too thick, not too thin, but in the middle of the font was a Benini font. So again, possible ke alef shekan, ke alef shekan, ke vei shekan, ke bei shekan. Not that the word was written and he copied the word, but the aleph that was an initial of the word, that's he wrote the aleph of the word and he made the entire word look that way. He holds the entire parsha was written, not only the initials. From there you read and the targum with all the different digdukim that you have in the parsha. There was the doors of Nicanor that was Nisim over there. What is it? Tani Maisaya Shayu Boyim Besvino. He came with these doors to Beis Hamikdash to donate them to Beis Hamikdash. Famadalem Sar Godol Bayam came. There was a big storm in the sea. They had no choice. They threw one of the doors into the sea. Uvikesh Latil Oicheni. Vikshu Latil Oicheni. They wanted to throw the second one. The home of the gift, he came and hugged the second door. If you want to throw that to the water, you have to throw me with it. He was crying and mourning the fact that he lost the second door. They came to the port of Yafoy. They came to the port, the door came out from beneath the ship, meaning it swam with them the entire way. All of the gates of Beis Hamikdash, they upgraded them to gold. Except the Shari Nikonar, they left it as copper, because of the miracle that happened to them. Another reason was because that silver was so bright like gold. It was very bright and even nicer than gold, and that's why they kept it, and not only because of the miracle. Halachotez zok the Mishnah. Ve'elu lignai, the following you mentioned lignai in a derogatory way, because after the list that we mentioned l'shvach, we mentioned the people that are in the list of gnai. Beis Garmu, the people from the house of Garmu, l'yotzu l'amen l'maisi l'chaporim. They didn't want to teach how to do l'chaporim. Beis Aftinos, l'yotzu l'amen l'maisi l'chaporim. They knew what to do l'chaporim, and they didn't want to teach anybody how to do l'chaporim. Hugdos ben Levi, I heard that Perek Bashir, he knew how to do Perek Bashir. He knew a certain way how to sing. He didn't want to teach it. He didn't want to teach how to write. He knew how to take four pens in his hand and write four letters at the same time. He didn't want to teach it. The first list is Zechit Tzadik Livracha. You mentioned them for Bracha. Meaning the name of the Rishoyim will rot. Says the Gemara, Ve'elu l'gnai, Bizgarmu, Gemara explains. Bizgarmu became a ma'isa l'chaponim. They knew the l'chaponim urid yosoi, and how to remove it from the oven. Ve'lo yotzu l'amid, they didn't want to teach it. Sholchu v'yivu umnim m'Alexandria. They brought craftsmen from Alexandria, from Egypt. Ve'yu became a ma'isa l'chaponim, they knew how to do l'chaponim. Or be'yidiyosoi l'yibikim, they didn't know how to remove the bread from the oven without breaking it. They used to heat it up from the inside. And the use of Reb Chaim is they were able to bake inside. And it didn't get spoiled. They would do it from the outside. Taking it out from the outside would get spoiled. I mean, the only solution they knew not to make it not to break is to bake it a different way. And then it got spoiled. So Chachamim realized that they need to use Beis Garmu because it needs to be the perfect way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is done for Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is done for the purpose to be Mechavad Hashem. So you need to do it in the perfect way. They called him back and said, can you please come and do the Lecham Panim again? And they didn't want to come back. They had to double their payment. Why didn't you want to teach to anybody else? We know this house will be destroyed. People are going to come and learn how to do it. And then when they'll do it in front of Avodah. But there's something you do mention l'shvach, even though they didn't want to teach. That's mentioned l'gnai. But the good thing about them is shelo yatzo b'neim pasnikiyom oylom. Shelo yatzo b'neim pasnikiyom oylom. Never one of the children came out with a clean bread. So nobody's going to be suspicious that maybe they're taking the bread of lechem aponim. They were very careful. There will be no suspicion over here. They knew what to do, the k'toris, and they knew the grass called Ma'ale Oshron to make the smoke go up straight. They didn't want to teach it. They brought the craftsmen from Alexandria. They knew what to do, k'toris as well. They didn't know the grass of the Ma'ale Oshron and how to do it. The smoke of the Tamaris used to go up straight and they go down all over the room. Right away, went all over the room. It was a different way to do it. It wasn't so beautiful. Chachamim realized that they don't know how to do it so well. They brought the psukim. Kishbochu did everything for his kavod. We have to be mechabed Kishbochu in a perfect way. So Rabbanan concluded they need to bring him back. So continues the Gemara Amud Beis. They asked them to come back to do the k'toris. They want to come back. Until they double their payment. They used to take 12 money. They start giving 24. They start taking 48. Why don't you want to teach? From our parents. This house will be destroyed. People should not learn from it and do it in front of a dezor after Chorin Beis HaMikdash. But the following thing they mentioned it for Shvach. Never one of their wives went out with perfume, with a good smell. When one married a woman from somewhere else, the part of the deal was you cannot use perfume. Why? Because people should not say that they're using the perfume from the k'toris. I found a child from the household of Tinos. Where are you coming from? I'm playing from this family. The main intention was for their own kavod. They wanted to reduce the kavod shemayim. That's why their kavod is reduced. They're gone. They're not here. But kavod shemayim nisrabe. There is kavod shemayim. Reb Chaim points out in the Bavli it says kavod mokum bimkoyma, meaning it didn't impact the kavod of Hashem. Omar Bekivo Sachli Shimon bin Legis. Shimon Legis tells the story to Rabbi Kivo. I was collecting grass, me and a child from the house of Atinos. I saw him crying and I saw him laughing. So why are you crying? It says my household I don't have many left from the family. The family is in ruins. Why are you laughing? Said, I know the Asid Lovi, the Tzadikim will get all the big COVID. So I'm laughing about the Asid Lovi. He says, and I see Amal Oshon, the grass Amal Oshon in front of me. I told him, Nia rarely. He says, please show it to me. Only Messiahs, but my voice says, I have Messiahs, I cannot show it to anybody. There was someone from the house of Aftinas that came to me. The Gyus of Reb Chaim is, Umigilas story biyodoy. He had by him some kind of a secret writing. Only Rebbe Shova, you be sabbat to him in the past. The people of my family were very tsanua, and they knew it to be quiet and keep a secret. For you moistim some Megillah zois elu leilu. They only kept the Megillah, this Megillah story, only passing it to the family members. But now they can't trust him. Hail some Megillah vizor, but you take the Megillah and just be very careful with it. When it came and said the story to Rabbi Kiva, so good mos v'homa me'ato in onu tzrichim laskiun l'gnai. From here on, we don't mention them to gnai. Because you see that they were very careful not to reveal the secret, and they had good intentions, even if it would involve in them was their own covet. Says more, kula motzu masto divrem chutz mi ben kamtzer. Everyone had an excuse why they did what they did, except mi ben kamtzer didn't want to teach how to write. That's something. There was no excuse why he didn't want to teach how to write. Says more, kai de tani tamon, as we saw there, meaning the fact did the excuse that the reasoning of Garmu and Aftinos, Bisgarmu and Aftinos, was it accepted or not accepted? That depends on the following. Elo Emunin Sheva Migdash was a list in Shkalim of all the ones that were responsible in the Bisa Migdash. And it says a certain list. Now, why Dafka that list? Why Dafka these names? Rechizkiya said, Reb Simon V'Rabbonin. As Reb Simon V'Rabbonin argue, Chadoma Ksheri Kol Dor V'Dor Balim Noyes. You mentioned the list only the Ksherim, only the good people. And one of the list is Garmu and Aftinos. So you see, they're considered the big Ksherim. The Chayin Omar Mishael Bo Yisrael Dori Manash Mashvadoyo. Happened to be that was the list of the people who were in a certain generation. They mentioned the people in that generation, but it doesn't mean they're Ksheir. Mandom Ksheir called Dover Dori Balim Nois Al Kulumoim Zechetzar Livracha. What our Mishnah says, Zechetzar Livracha refers to Aftinas and Agarimu as well. And when it says in our Mishnah that the ones that are Rishoyim, that's referring specifically to Ben Kamtzer who had no excuse. But the one who has the excuse, that their reasoning was accepted. You could say that when it says Shem Yishrayim Yirkov in the Mishnah, it refers to the entire list of our Mishnah, because there's no indication from the Mishnah over there that we accepted their reasoning. What is Mishnah referring to? The previous Mishnah, the one being Katim Chaver that did the spigot in the Kir. Says the Gemara, "Well, Kulan Ben Zoy Moimer. Ben Zoy said based on this whole Mishnah with Bizgarmu, Bizaftinos, Mishilcha Yitnu Lecha Uveshimcha Koyim Oischa Uveshivtecha Moishivim Oischa, meaning whatever is yours belongs to you. Whatever is your name on it, your name will be on it. And wherever you have to sit, you have to sit. Ain't Shichlif Ne'amor, because we don't forget what belongs to who. Whatever is prepared for you, you will have. Meaning." Bezgarim and Bezaftinas, they were supposed to do the Lecha Aponim and the Ketoiris. And they tried to give it to somebody else, it didn't work out. Because whatever belongs to you, you will get. Whatever is that's your responsibility from Yishamayim, you'll have it. Bezgarim and Bezaftinas eventually did get back both the Lecha Aponim and the Ketoiris, and not only that, they got double their money, because that's what they deserved. With this, we conclude the third parak of Maseches Yumo, Hadron Loch Perak Omar Lamamune, Hadron Loch Perak Omar Lamamune, and with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yumo Daf Chofei.